Listening Library presents The League of Beastly Dreadfuls, Book 2, The Dastardly Deed, by Holly Grant. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. S'mores. All great escapes require pluck, brains, and courage. If you're lucky, you may also enjoy the convenience of a reliable getaway vehicle. In this respect, Anastasia McCrumpet was very lucky. You might even say that she had won the jackpot of escape rides, an all-expenses-paid cruise in a hot air balloon. And not just any hot air balloon, mind you. The HMB Flying Fox was a chameleonic craft. This means, dear reader, that, like a clever chameleon, this balloon transformed to blend in with its surroundings. At the moment in which we join Anastasia, the Flying Fox was a superbly stealthy, almost black-blue, scintillating with hundreds of starry twinkles and practically invisible against the night sky. Two other passengers crouched in the wicker balloon basket with Anastasia. Miss Penelope Apple, librarian extraordinaire, and, she had revealed not 5 minutes earlier, Anastasia's secret aunt, and the dashing mustachioed Baldwin, an ally in Anastasia's escape from a fate most terrible. This wonderfully bewhiskered gent was, Anastasia had just discovered, Miss Apple's brother. And that made him Anastasia's secret uncle. It was a night for learning secrets. Anastasia itched to learn the biggest secret of all. Why had Primrose and Prudent Snodgrass, two celebrated kidnappers of children,